Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology, science that touches your life, science that changes your view of the universe. Well, with us once again is Dr. Leonard Mlodinow. He's the author of a bestseller with Stephen Hawking called Grand Design. But today we're going to talk about something different, very different. We're going to talk about his latest book called Emotional, How Feelings Shape Our Thinking. That's right. We're going to talk about the relationship between rational thinking and emotion. How is it possible that we as human beings can have both emotional thinking as well as rational thinking? And what's the relationship between the two? We should point out that Dr. Mlodinow got his PhD in physics from the University of California at Berkeley, where actually I got my PhD also in theoretical physics from the same institution. We should also point out that he's written for Hollywood, and he's written for computer games, and he's also written for Star Trek, and we'll see a few things about that as well. But before we begin, let me just quickly say that if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. At last count, we have over 5 million fans on Facebook. And my latest book, is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And it's about what I do for a living, which is working on something called string theory, which we think, but cannot prove, which we think is the fabled theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life. So I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of, well, everything. So let me begin by asking you a question. You've written a bestseller with Stephen Hawking called The Grand Design. What were some of the highlights that you had co-authoring a book with one of the great thinkers of the age, the late Stephen Hawking? What were some of the highlights?
Well, Stephen was very inspirational. Just to observe his what he had to go through in his day-to-day life in order to survive, in order to nourish himself, in order to communicate. Watching him do that and do it with a sense of humor and grace and a total absence of bitterness really made you feel that you could do anything in your own life. I mean, if you have a problem, your problems get put in perspective. Sometimes we focus too much on something, we become negative, and we feel that something's getting in our way, and we blow it out of proportion. And you look at Stephen and what he has to deal with and what he does, what he would do in a really routine, everyday moment, and you'd realize that you're overblowing your problems. Your problems aren't that bad. You're actually lucky. You're gifted. You're in good shape. Lessons like that. Another one was limiting. I learned not to limit myself. Imagine that you can't move and you have an interest in theoretical physics. Would you believe that you could make great strides there, become famous, make huge contributions that everyone would pay attention to? It's mind-boggling that you could do such a thing. And yet he did it. And he showed through his actions and through his life that the only limitations of what we can do and what we can accomplish are those that we set for ourselves in our brains. And if we really struggle at something, what we can do will really surprise us. So those are a couple of the lessons I learned. And I was very lucky to have been able to work with him for the years that I did.
Yes, and the sheer willpower. The man was able to will the fact that he could create theories even though his body was completely paralyzed. I mean, that is absolutely amazing. I visited his house years ago. He invited me to speak at a conference where string theory was discussed. I visited his house and I was just amazed that there were all these things, little mechanical devices that allowed him to function. Such willpower, absolutely amazing. Well, let's shift gears because you've had a very interesting career yourself. You've also written for Hollywood, done video games, and written for Star Trek. So let me ask you another question. What is it like to write for something like Star Trek?
Well, it's interesting because when I got hired onto Star Trek, I thought, on this writing staff, Star Trek The Next Generation, I thought it was because I was a physicist. And actually, it turns out that was the farthest thing from what was on their mind. Star Trek took place in space, but it was really about people, human people and issues and philosophical and personal issues that people have. And it was an amazing experience working for them because I've written for many shows, and this is the one show where if you write something, people really paid attention. I would be at a party and mention to someone that I was writing for Star Trek, and they would quote back to me things that I had written that I didn't even remember. but it was a show that had a lot of impact and people really paid a lot of attention to. And that was very gratifying to realize that you're reaching so many people. So I felt that even though they didn't appreciate me as the physicist, they wanted me for my writing. I appreciated the opportunity to still try behind the scenes to shape things so that they were, the physics and the science of the show was correct and was informative. So that was my little mini ulterior motive in writing for the show. But it was a lot of fun because it was a show of imagination and exploration.
And so let me ask you a question that you sometimes probably get. If you have an idea for a plot line for Star Trek, what do? You talk to an agent, you submit it and just hope and pray. What do?
Well, the way it works in television is that you really have to go through an agent. Shows have a writing staff, and the writing staff write most of the episodes, but most shows also buy some freelance episodes from the outside, and they buy the scripts, and then the writing staff rewrites them and rewrites them and rewrites them. So there's both ways, and if you want to get in through the freelance method, you really need to go through an agent because the shows are fearful, really, or hesitant to accept or to read scripts that come in that don't go through an agent because they're worried that the people may later accuse them of stealing their ideas or be somehow difficult to work with. And they're just not very trusting of that. But they know that if it comes through a bona fide agent that everything will be handled professionally. So the thing you need to do is to get an agent. And what happens is once you have an agent, you can write scripts and your agent can submit them. And even if they don't buy your script, they may like it enough or see enough in your writing that they'll invite you to come and make what's called a pitch. And you have a pitch meeting where you come in with some ideas, maybe three ideas for the show, and you explain your ideas. And if they like your sample script and they like your ideas, they might hire you to write a script based on one of those ideas.
Well, you know, one of my favorite Star Trek, The Next Generation episodes was when they found in outer space a time capsule containing the bodies of people that were clinically dead, but in the future, they're cures for them so that they can live again in the future. In fact, that's why they launched their bodies into outer space. One of the people was a very wealthy businessman, and he asked him, "What is the century that we're in now?" And when he found out that he was in the 23rd century, he realized he's rich. He's rich. He has money. But then the people on Star Trek said, "What is money? There is no money in the 23rd century." Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. You are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe your thoughts can be heard on national radio and 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Dr. Leonard Mladenow, author of a new book, Emotional, How Feelings Shape Our Thinking. You know, when we think about emotions, we think that it's the opposite of rational thinking. And we think that, well, why bother with emotions when we have rational thought? I mean, isn't that what science is all about? We don't need emotions. Emotions are a relic of a previous episode in human evolution. Well, with us today is Leonard Mladenow, who has a different point of view. So, Leonard, let me ask you a question. Why did you write this book?
Well, Mitchell, as a physicist, as you are as well, We work on our science because we're interested in the way the world is, how we got here, why are things the way they are, how do we end up in here. And I realized about 10 years ago, maybe a little more, that the same questions are really very fascinating and important to ask about ourselves, our minds. I want to know, why is my brain the way it is? And how is my brain work? And why is it the way it is? And how did it become that way? And so I wrote about 10, 12 years ago, a book called Subliminal about the unconscious mind and the hidden influence of the unconscious mind. And in order to do that, I spent years in a neuroscience lab with a friend of mine, Christoph Koch, who's an eminent neuroscientist. And I, I studied for years. I read hundreds of papers. I participated in their research seminars. And I became fascinated by that topic. And so now this is my third book on the mind. And this one is a little bit like the other one, like Subliminal, because emotional health, feelings shape our thinking. Like the unconscious mind, feelings are something that they have an influence that we're usually not aware of. At least we're not aware of the influence that it has on our thinking and our decision making. And as you said earlier, it has a bad reputation, emotions, as having a negative influence when it does have an influence, and as being something that we should seek to isolate and separate from our thinking. Mm-hmm. But what I found was the truth is that emotions have a very constructive and important role in our decision-making and our thinking. And not only that, but science, that researchers have found that it's not even separable. We speak of a rational mind and an emotional mind, et cetera, but that's only true metaphorically. We have only one mind. We don't have a rational mind and an emotional mind. We have one mind. That mind, when that mind processes information, emotions and logical processing are inextricably intertwined.
Okay, well, let's talk about evolution, and let's talk about animals. Do animals have emotion? What about a chipmunk? What about a deer? They seem to do perfectly well without too many emotions. So why do we have emotions anyway? Why is it a byproduct of evolution?
Well, so there's been a revolution in emotion science over the last 10, 15 years, and a huge explosion of papers. And one of the things that people have realized is that, yes, animals do have emotion, and not just humans, not just primates, not just mammals, but scientists now study emotions even in fruit flies. And so most animals that are not, most non-human animals behave largely according to scripts or pre-programmed thinking. If there's a trigger in the environment, it causes a certain behavior. And there's not nearly as much logical, rational processing as humans have. They tend to be almost like machines where they have stimulus and then responses. But that kind of a programming doesn't work if you come to a situation that you or your species hasn't normally encountered before. So a stimulus response depends on an encyclopedia of if this happens, then you do that. But if you come into something new or a novel situation, that doesn't work really well. And what emotions do is they make that kind of processing much more flexible. So instead of a stimulus leading to a response, what happens is a stimulus leads to an emotion, which is then processed along with other information, such as the context and the situation and your goals, and then that leads to a response. So emotions, which are also present in lower animals, are a way for an animal to react in a more sophisticated and nuanced manner to its environment without having to have every single action that it has to, that it might need mapped out beforehand by evolution.
Okay, now we like to pride ourselves as being at the top of the evolutionary ladder. However, the question is, did emotions help us or hurt us in that journey to become that way? Because one day we may encounter aliens from outer space. And the question is, if they're more advanced than us, that they can reach us from the stars, then are they emotional? Will emotions help or hurt them to become a species that can soar across the universe? So in other words, what are the good and bad aspects of emotions?
Well, that's a good question and a very multifaceted one, Michio. So let's start with Darwin. Darwin was interested in this same question, although I don't think he pondered aliens, but he was wondering, why do we have emotions and how are they useful? And he studied emotions in different cultures all around the world and in other mammals. And what he concluded was that emotions were something that evolved as a very useful, vital part of the thinking of lower animals who don't have language. So non-human animals would use their emotion to communicate to other animals. It would be, get away from me, don't threaten me, I'm fiercer than you, or be careful, there's some danger in the environment, or whatever was necessary to communicate would be communicated through emotion. And since humans have language, and since humans have developed logical, rational, conscious processing, Darwin felt that emotions in humans were a kind of a vestige, like the appendix, and they really weren't necessary anymore, and they were a more primitive way of processing information. But we now know that that's not true at all. And let me tell you what emotions do for you. Every human brain is an information processor. It's not really, as you know, it's not really like a computer of the kind of computer we normally think of. It's a little bit closer to the new neural network type of computers or parallel processors and the new way that people are programming computers, which is a highly interconnected method. But it doesn't really matter exactly what it is. It processes. The bottom line is it processes information. And it has in it a certain rule, such as if A implies B and B implies C, then A implies C. So these logical aspects are programmed into our brain. But when the brain is processing something, who tells it what to process? It needs to have a goal. It needs to have a reason to do its processing. It needs to have data that it's processing, the data that comes in, let's say, from your senses. But there's way too much data coming in from your senses for your conscious mind to absorb and consider it all. So most sights and sounds and smells that your senses pick up are not presented to your conscious mind. They don't even register. When you're processing, you also draw on memories, on your past knowledge, on your past experiences, on the context of the situation. And all these elements that are involved in any kind of information processing by your logical brain are deeply and fundamentally affected by your emotion state. Each emotion state determines what memories, what sensory data, or what goals you have before the processing ever gets started. So, for example, let me give an example. You're walking down the street in downtown LA, and it's kind of a seedy environment. A sound, a very faint sound that normally would go right in one ear and out the other that you would never notice, now becomes heard and registered by your conscious mind because you're in a state of fear. When you're in a state of fear, that changes your processing. It changes your probability estimates of danger. It makes you more focused on goals. It makes you ignore other irrelevant things. So this fear state is a state of the computer that's in your brain that's processing information. Let me just give one example from the laboratory. In the laboratory, examples are good in the sense that they're very focused and controlled, and the downside is that they're a little bit artificial, but I like this one. It has to do with disgust. So we know that disgust is connected with a mental state and state of mental processing, which have a propensity to dispel.
Okay, Linda, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, Emotional, How Feelings Shape Our Thinking, by Leonard Mlodinow. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on 100 radio stations on the internet which carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
9 Phoenix police officers were injured and 5 were shot during an altercation Friday that unfolded following an original call of a woman who had been shot in a home. A suspect opening fire on the first officer on the scene and then shot at other officers as they tried to rescue a baby left outside the front door by another individual. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams, speaking about the incident late Friday afternoon, expressing her anger.
A baby innocently in the middle of a barrage of gunfire. This has to stop.
The FDA is giving the green light to a new monoclonal antibody drug. The drug has been found effective against the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The FDA giving emergency use authorization for the drug to be used in both adult and pediatric patients. USA Radio News. The FDA is issuing a recall on rapid COVID-19 tests made in South Korea because they were imported illegally. The FDA is saying the standard Q COVID-19 AG home test kits manufactured by SD Biosensor have not been approved or authorized by the U.S. government. Officials say if you have one of these test kits, throw it away immediately. If you have already used one, the FDA says to get retested with an approved kit from the list that can be found at FDA.gov. Consumer sentiment is seeing a sharp decline. The University of Michigan's early reading for this month fell more than 8% from January, its lowest level in a decade. The survey noting the stunning decline reflects less confidence in the government's economic policies, with nearly half of all consumers expecting less income this year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Science Fantastic.
Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku on Science Fantastic. We talk about science. And science, of course, involves rational thinking. We don't want, quote, our emotions to run away with us. We don't want anger, jealousy to get in the way of looking for scientific truth. But then the question is, well, then why do we have jealousy? Why do we have anger? Why do we have these emotions? Are they baggage? Baggage left over from a primitive past, or do they really help us? Help us to become better people? Well, with us today is Leonard Mlodinow, author of the book Emotional, How Feelings Shape Our Thinking. And the question is, are emotions a help or a hindrance or both when it comes to becoming successful in life? So, Leonard, you were talking about an experiment. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so each emotion has a state of mental processing, and I was talking about disgust, which is the state where you tend to want to rid yourself of things. Obviously, if you eat something that's you find out is rotten, and you feel the impulse to spit it out. Well, that scientists have found that more generally, when you're in a disgust state, you're in a state where you have a propensity to get rid of things. So they brought these, they did an experiment. They brought all these students to the lab, and one was a control group where they didn't do anything with them. And the other one, they induced a state of disgust by spraying the room with fart spray before they brought them in. And so the second group was in a disgust state. Then they had them do some activity, which they told them was the experiment, but it was just really just something to make them not suspect what the real experiment was. And at the end, they did the real experiment, which was they offered to buy a pen back from the students that they had that were participating. They had given them each a pen as part of the experiment, and at the end, they offered to buy it back from them. And here's what they hypothesized, that the students who were put in a disgust state would ask for less money for that pen than the students who were in the control group. Both sets of students have the same pen, the same data. They could see the brand. They had written with the pen. They had some estimate of what it was worth. And the question was, does the emotion state affect their data processing? And the answer was yes, yes, yes. The students in the disgust state asked only about half the money than the students in the control state. So it's just an illustration of how when you're in a certain state, emotional state of mind, it affects your supposedly logical processing of your brain. But as the noted neuroscientist Ralph Adolf said, even when you think you're executing logical, cold logical, rational processing, you're not. And this is not for nothing. This is a reason for that, because the emotions evolve so that when you're in a certain situation, your brain thinks in a certain way that's appropriate to that and beneficial for that situation. That's the connection between situations and your mental state, and that works with your emotions.
Okay, let me ask you a question about evolution. The bottom line is, in evolution, men want to be attractive to women. Women want to be attractive to men. So we have to ask the question, what do women want in a man? And some people would say success. That, yeah, women like men who are cute and so on and so forth. But the bottom line is, a woman wants a man who's successful, has the admiration of their peers, has access to resources, is a, quote, success in life. That's what women want. And then the question is, well, where does emotions come into it? Do emotions help or hinder the search for success? We'll take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to talk about emotional, how feelings shape our thinking, with Leonard Mlodinow. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 if you want to get on national radio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
To you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, we have over 5 million fans on Facebook. And I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And it's about, well, what I do for a living. I work on something called string theory. But today we're talking about emotions. The book is called Emotional, How Feelings Shape Our Thinking by Dr. Leonard Mlodinow. And when we last left off, we were talking about evolution. Why did we evolve to become emotional? Did it help us or hurt us? And evolution, in turn, is driven by what men and women want in the opposite sex. What do women want in a man? Some people think that after you say everything about handsomeness, muscles, whatever, what women want in a man is success. A man who earns the admiration of his peers. He's established. He has access to resources that can then nurture the next generation of children. And so if success is one factor that women want, then do emotions help or hurt someone to become successful? So Leonard, what are your thoughts about evolution and emotions?
Well, emotions, being in touch with your emotions and being able to read other people's emotions and understand what they're thinking. In other words, emotional intelligence has been shown over and over again to be a big factor in people's success, not just their success in the workplace, but also in their personal success. And people who are more in touch with their emotions and other people's and who can regulate their emotions, their own emotions better when necessary, actually live longer. So it's a very important skill to have to understand and be in charge of your emotions.
So, in other words, if you are a master of your own emotions, the chances are you're going to become more successful, live a better life, earn the admiration of your peers, if you can begin to master your own emotions. Is that what you're saying?
Right. To master your own emotions, to be in touch with what you're feeling, to be able to adjust them when they're inappropriate, and also to be able to read and respond to other people's emotional feelings. So to have that ability to understand what they're thinking.
So explain to us emotional IQ. In some sense, IQ is one measure of intelligence. It measures, well, clerical skills, how good you can manipulate certain symbols. That's what IQ tests measure to some degree. But some people think that emotional IQ is important because it has to deal with how you deal with your peers. Do you let your emotions get out of control? Do you allow your emotions to channel you in the right direction? So what are your thoughts?
Human beings are a funny species. We really cannot survive on our own. Our species, had it not been a social species, would have vanished from the earth by now. And the reason that humans survived back in the, when we were living in the wild, was we learned to band together and cooperate. And emotions, especially social emotions, such as embarrassment, pride, awe, guilt, shame, jealousy, so forth, they help people interact with each other in a mutually beneficial way, and in a way that they can cooperate. And that was true then, and it's true today. So for us to really truly be successful today, we need each other, and we need to be able to fit into this puzzle called society, where we're one piece of many. And people who understand and sense emotions better do better at that, and they have more charisma, they get more followers, they are more able to get what they want when they have requests of other people. So this is really very important to have this kind of intelligence. That's one of the reasons I wrote the book, was to explain and reveal how that works.
Okay, well, you have one chapter in your book about pleasure, motivation, inspiration, determination. And then the question is, well, where do these feelings come from? How does the brain construct emotions? And how do you become masters of these emotions rather than these emotions becoming masters of you?
Well, that's a very important point. And you mentioned whether aliens would have emotions. You mentioned that earlier. And the answer is, if aliens...
Okay, Leonard, let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, we'll try to get into that question. When we meet intelligent life in outer space that's more intelligent than us, then are they going to become... Will they be emotional? You're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest is Dr. Leonard Mlodinow. And we're talking about his latest book, Emotional, How Feelings Shape Our Thinking. And this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial retail bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations and the internet, which carry Science Fantastic. And again, on Science Fantastic, all you have to do is call 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, ask that question that's always been bugging you about this great universe of ours. Well, today we have with us Dr. Leonard Mlodinow, author of the book, Emotional, How Feelings Shape Our Thinking. So we're not talking about rational thought versus emotional thought. We're talking about how a rational being can understand emotions and perhaps harness it for better. In other words, to become better people, because we don't let emotions get out of control. So, Leonard, where we last left off, we were talking about a chapter in your book called Where Do Feelings Come From? How the Brain Constructs Emotions.
So, yeah, we were talking about the role then of motivation and determination. I mean, scientists now know there are certain circuits, certain networks in your brain that cause you to want something, that causes you to like something, and that give you the determination to finish and achieve your goal. And we know very, very well now which structures and networks of neurons in the brain do that and how you can affect them. Of course, as people, we don't want to go doing surgery on our brain. We want to affect them from a behavioral point of view. But these feelings and these motivation, determination are really something that people don't really think about that much as being a key to life, really. Because you had mentioned earlier, what would intelligent aliens, would they have emotions? And when I was on Star Trek, we had a character, Data, who supposedly had no emotions. But the truth is that without emotions, these aliens or Data would never get off their butt. They would never do anything. They think about it. What is it that inspires you to get up in the morning, to go for food, to talk to somebody? These are all feelings. There's desires, there's joy, there's anger, there's irritation. Without any feelings, you would be just like a computer that sat there with its programs, but it's not running any programs because it has no motivation to run the program. In order for an alien or a robot to start processing its information towards some goal, it has to have feelings that are the things that drive it to seek that goal. So emotions are really that fundamental to us.
Some people think that at the bottom line, emotions decide what's important and what's not important. That's the bottom line. And so Data decides what's important, but that's a value judgment. He makes value judgments all the time. So some people say that Data is really a fiction because he makes value judgments. He decides what's important, what's not important. Is a human life more important than a rock? Or is a rock more important than a human life? That's a value judgment. And value judgments, therefore, are inherently emotional. And therefore, some people think that Data, in some sense, is a fraud because he's making value judgments all the time, which at the base fundamental line is they're emotional. What are your thoughts?
I couldn't have said it better myself, Ms. Shields. That's exactly correct. So Had I known then what I know now, I would have had trouble writing for data because I would go, wait a minute, he's not going to do this. He's only going to sit there and crank out math if he's asked to. But he wouldn't make these value judgments, and he wouldn't have any reason to initiate most activities unless he had it pre-programmed in him. If there's a certain stimulus, do that. He wouldn't do anything. He would have no preferences in any direction.
Let me ask you a big question that perhaps has no answer. Happiness. Some people think that that's the most important emotion of all, that if people who are successful but they're not happy, they'll give up success to become happy. But what are your thoughts about that elusive quality called happiness?
Well, for many years, scientists didn't study positive emotions very much because they wanted to study emotions that sometimes were detrimental or got in the way. And, of course, emotion, that does happen sometimes, by the way. It's just like we have optical illusions and mirages that happen with our seeing. We don't say that vision is bad. And with emotions, they sometimes are counterproductive or get in the way. And it doesn't mean emotions are bad. It just means that in our current developed society, that they don't always work the way they used to back when we lived in the wild, but predominantly they do help us. So that's really important thing to understand.
Okay, well, let's get back to that final question. If we meet an intelligent species more advanced than us, will they be emotional or will they be more robotic? Or, well, what are your thoughts? If we meet an advanced civilization.
That civilization to get here would have to have a very sophisticated emotional life. Any system that would accomplish anything that it wasn't specifically told to do would have to do that on the basis of emotion. So, yes, any species that got here on its own free will and through its own desire would be acting out of their emotion. So that they may be very brilliant with their logical thinking, but they would be very sophisticated with their emotional life as well.
So if you were to write another episode for Star Trek and we encounter an alien species from outer space, how would they interact with us? Oh, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. But once again, our special guest today has been Leonard Balada. Now, thank you so much, Leonard, for being on Science Fantastic.
Thanks, Michio.
And again,
can
the
say,
book. We'll make it right quick.
My Instagram and Twitter, @LMaladino, @LMLODINOW.
Okay, great. And the book is called Emotional, How Feelings Shape Our Thinking by Leonard Maladino. And this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or give us a call at 612-564-8135 if you want to get on national radio and 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.